In the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 3 through 5, it shares a special privilege that is promised. These are words that are written, "See his face." Brother David Johnson normally uses a verse or part of a verse in the title of his sermon, and that is also the sermon title that he will be using today, "See his face." You are listening to the Words of Life program. Each week, Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers prayerfully sponsor our broadcast in order to share Jesus with you and other listeners. Brother David Johnson is a minister of the Sellersburg, Indiana Church of Christ, where he preaches regularly. We now praise our Lord with song.
pass me by. I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord, people need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open.
Please pray with me. Holy Father, we humbly bow before you in prayer with thanksgiving in our hearts for all that you do for us. We are especially thankful for the forgiveness that's found in Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much and giving Him for our salvation. Please use the words of this program for your glory and not for our own. Revive us again so that we can serve you better. We are concerned about our listeners. Lord, we ask that you will bless them with convictions, peace, and physical healing that are needed, and may each person understand all the blessings that they have come from you. In closing, we ask that we will be found ready for the promised return of Jesus, and thank you for hearing us and allowing us to call you Father. In the name of Jesus, amen.
I have heard of a land on a far away strand. In the Bible the story is told, where cares never come, never darkness nor gloom, and nothing shall ever grow old. In that beautiful land on the far away strand, no storms with their blast ever frown. The streets, I am told, are paved with pure gold, and the sun, it shall never go down. There's a home in that land at the Father's right hand. There are mansions whose joys are untold, and perennial spring where the birds ever sing, and nothing shall ever grow old. In that beautiful land on the far away strand, no storms with their blast ever frown. The streets, I am told, are paved with pure gold, and the sun, it shall never go down.
Brother David Johnson will now present See His Face.
It's good to be together again as we can study the Word of God, apply it to our lives, and share it with others. The title for the lesson is See His Face. And our text is in the New Testament, Revelation, the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22, verses 3 through 5. Please listen to the Word of God. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. What a wonderful truth that one day will change from hope to reality for the believer. This is the last installment of our series regarding heaven, specifically the holy city, which is to come for all of God's people. The fascinating details include, in our previous studies of our overall passage, Revelation chapter 21, verse 9, through Revelation chapter 22 and verse 5, we've looked at its general appearance from a distance, then we've learned further details of its exterior appearance, then interior aspect. So lastly, today, we'll consider the wonders for its citizenry. All this vision of the New Jerusalem, the coming capital city of the eternal state, unfolds as history has ended. Time and spatial concepts as we know them are no more. Life itself will have marvelously and radically changed forever. The Hebrews writer, as he closed his epistle, reminded his readers, including us today, in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 14, "For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come." What the Hebrews writer and the patriarchs looked forward to by faith, the Apostle John, at the close of the first century AD, saw in a fabulous vision, which was revealed by God, and he recorded for God's people, including us, to relish and greatly anticipate as our appetites are enticed for this life to come. So let's look closer at the wonders awaiting all God's people into eternity. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 3 begins with, "No longer will there be any curse." Well, what curse? God's curse put on mankind and all of creation due to sin. This curse regarding mankind to be removed by God as revealed in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 4, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Abolished forever are the disastrous effects of sin, because sin will not be possible in the eternal state. All believers will be in our perfect bodies, souls, and spirits, all glorified. The Hebrew prophet Isaiah prophesied a foretaste of this new order of wonders for its citizenry in Isaiah chapter 35 and verses 9 and 10, that says in part, "But only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away." And again, revealed in Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 19, "I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and crying will be heard in it no more." Think of the wonder of not only death being abolished, but also the very dread of death being dissolved forever. Isaiah also prophesied in Isaiah chapter 25 and verse 8. It says in part, "He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces." That is, of the redeemed. Imagine death, grief, and sorrow of all kinds will all become extinct. Life in the eternal city, new heaven and new earth, will be radically brand new after millennia. Probably the greatest wonder of all will be as is revealed in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 4. "They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads." Finally, Jesus' prediction as recorded in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Since Jesus, the Son, revealed this stunning truth, he must have been referring to God the Father. Well, if God the Father is Spirit, how is it that we will be able to see His face? The short answer, possibly, is that our eyes will also be perfected, glorified, in order to behold His complete majesty. Since we will all be perfectly holy and righteous, we will be able to behold the blazing, glorious brilliance of God's in perfect personage without being consumed, something utterly impossible for mortal, sinful mankind. For example, in the case of Moses, who asked the Lord God to see His glory, God answered in Exodus chapter 33 and verse 20, in part, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." That is still true as we continue to live in the old order of things. But stupendous new order is coming in the eternal state. David, who did not personally know Messiah, wrote in a prayer psalm to the Lord God in Psalm 17 and verse 15, "And I, in righteousness, I will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness." And we in the holy city will also be more than satisfied to see by sight, with purified hearts and purified eyes, the likeness of our Creator God. His name on their foreheads signifies and leaves no doubt as to who we belong to. We, God's redeemed, will be perfectly and eternally possessed by God. God's name stands for His perfect character, and so we, His people, will all also reflect God's character. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 5 ends with, "And they will reign forever and ever." Not just for 1,000 years in the preceding messianic millennial age, but forever into eternity. We, in our mortal and finite minds, cannot really comprehend eternity. Words cannot fully grasp this concept. However, consider this illustration by Pastor Tony Evans. Quote, "Eternity is never ending." Think of it this way. If we were to empty the Pacific Ocean, the largest body of water in the world, we would be left with a hole that's beyond imagination. If we were then to fill that hole with sand and make a pile as high as Mount Everest, we'd be talking about a lot of sand, because Mount Everest is the tallest mountain peak in the world. Since the ocean is fairly deep and Mount Everest is fairly high, we'd have a fairly sizable sand pile. Now, if we had a bird that would take 1 grain of sand from that sand pile, 1 grain every 100 billion years, how long would it take that bird to finish the sand pile? I don't know that in human language we have such a number. It's probably beyond numerical count, with endless zeros behind the numbers. Whatever that number is, when the bird finishes the last grain of sand, 1 every 100 billion years, you will have been in eternity your first millisecond. End of quote. That's the wonderful eternity we in Christ will be lavished in forever and ever. And the question is often asked, over who or what will God's saints reign into eternity? Certainly, over all the created new order itself, with the Godhead. Probably there will be animals or other creatures. And, of course, there are angels, God's angels, faithful angels. So, perhaps, probably, we will also reign over all of God's holy angels. Really? Well, this is actually alluded to in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 3. Do you not know that we will judge angels? Now here, it's not judicially, since God the Son judges all the unfaithful, including disobedient angels, as according to, for example, the book of Jude, verse 6. The Greek word translated judge can also refer to rule or govern. Moreover, consider what the Hebrews writer wrote in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? God's angels serve saints, God's people. We reign. It's saints, believers, that inherit salvation. There was no salvation plan for the angels. Those that fell did not receive grace. They had been appointed, or they had been servants of the living God by sight, as it were, in his presence. And they rebelled and followed Lucifer, Satan, the evil one. And according to Scripture, up to one-third of the angels fell. God's angels, however, serve saints. So we will reign over them. All of these and much, much more are the wonders awaiting God's people. But it's only by the blood of Jesus and God's grace through obedient faith that this can be our destiny and destination. You, dear listener, are you in Christ? Have you been baptized into Him? Are you faithful to Him, persevering in your faith? Do you want to see the face of God in heaven?
Oh,
Thank you for listening to this week's program from Words of Life. Please write to us either by paper mail or email. We will be happy to send you a free CD of this and last week's program, and all you have to do is request broadcast 1832. That's 1832. We look forward to hearing from you. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. You can also listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want to by logging on to wordsofliferadio.com and selecting the broadcast that you want to hear. Our newsletter is also available online. On behalf of Words of Life, this is Wayne Hobbs thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time for another program from Words of Life.